Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in live. The prophecy night, I should say, prophetic miracle prophecy night, open line. God bless you all, and thank you all for those that have been holding in the switchboard, and those that are listening live tonight via computer or whatever way of technology to retrieve this broadcast. I am your host tonight, Prophetess Ellen Bynum, and I greet you all just for the spirit of love tonight, which I feel that is definitely needed in such a time as this, and also maybe what you might be going through. If you are on the social network Facebook, you can find me there at facebook.com/ Ellen Bynum page, lowercase i, or you can reach me via email at propheticmiracleministries@gmail.com. I'm still working on getting the switch brought up, and anybody that has been following Prophecy Night, this is not the first time this has happened. But either way, God's word will still go forth. But I know I would definitely like to speak to you all on a one-on-one basis, if the Lord does permit. So while I'm working on getting the switchboard up, I just once again want to send my love to all of you that is listening tonight. And even if this is your first time listening tonight, I always want to show wonderful hospitality here on our Blog Talk Radio. I know some of the things that God was dealing with me tonight. And again, if you're just tuning in live, I'm still trying to retrieve the switchboard so I can take the calls. If not, I'm still going to release what God has given me for this 30-minute segment show. There were two things that God was dealing with me tonight, and this very well may affect someone that is listening or someone that is waiting to talk to me in the switchboard or that's just listening live. In regards to pornography and adult movies, now, let me just say this. I believe one time or another, we either seen a movie, said a movie, I'm just calling different things, watch a complete movie, a complete video, whether it was via internet, whether it was at a friend's house, whether it was at a boyfriend's house. I don't believe anyone tonight is in the dark when it comes to pornography and adult movies. We all, one time or another, played a part or participate in watching the movies or whatever action else we took with these movies. I know, speaking as a woman of God, you know, I'm not in the dark to none of this. If God has given me something to give you, that means that you need it. Been there, done that. And what I want to say to you is that some people cannot perform sexual activities unless they involve or unless they interact with adult movies. Some people cannot get aroused unless they look at adult movies or pornography or whatever the case may be. Now, let me just keep this thing real here. I'm talking about everybody that's in this world, and I'm also talking about Christian folks. Nobody's eliminated from this. In fact, I believe it was Kirk Franklin that came forward in regards to pornography, being involved with pornography and adult movies. all of these things, in a Christian perspective, is a sin in the eyesight of God. When God gave a man, when God made a man, excuse me, and when God made a woman, it was all for good purposes. God had a plan. God fixed his soul. God invented sex for enjoyment. God made his soul that we would not have to go outside the bedroom to seek other things. But because of the temptation and the enticement of the things of this world, the least little thing that a man or woman cannot achieve in the bedroom, they tend to seek outside the bedroom for that satisfaction. So what am I saying to you? I'm saying that if you're dealing with any of these areas, it is definitely a red light, a red signal saying that, hey, it's time to get help. It's time to get delivered from this thing. It's time to be able to be human and know that all the particles and how God created you, male or female, was satisfaction to whom God has called, or as your partner, as your wife, or as your husband in life. Anytime we look to these things, it's just a signal that something is going on within the individual. And I don't know what the full story or the closing ending with Kirk Franklin in regards to what he came publicly to speak about. But the only thing that I do want to talk about in regards to that, it shows you that you would think that all the money he had, and I'm saying this because I know people's minds are going there, that all the money he had and all the songs and different things he wrote, what was missing for him to want to interact with that? Well, it's just simple and what we're dealing with today. Anytime you allow the outside world or become involved in activities of the outside world into your Christian life, it's just a button of temptation that is ready to happen. And I know you might say, well, Prophetess, this is not what I was calling you tonight for, or, well, I'm just going to hang up because if I can't talk to her, what's the sense of listening to what she says? I guarantee you, whoever's listening to me right now, either once in their life was involved with pornography, an adult movie, or they know someone that's involved with pornography or adult movies, or there's someone connected to you that you may not know that is involved in pornography and adult movies. And a lot of times people look for young teenagers to only be involved in these activities. It's not just teenagers. It's anything that the enemy can entice, can tempt, can trick, can confine, and anyone to believe and say that, well, this is what you need to do to make this happen, or this is what you need to do to feel this way. No, none of that is not true. When God created you, he created you for a purpose, and he did not create you for your purpose to be sinful. Well, how do I know that to be so? Well, I know that to be so because if he died on the cross and was very well resurrected off of the cross, why would he give us something that was sinful if he was sinless? So that's something that I want you all to think about tonight. And matter of fact, God is also even speaking, and I think I wrote something. I did write something on my Facebook page in regards to masturbation. Now, I know you all might say, well, okay, look, she didn't hit her head. Baby, look, whatever God gives me to speak, that's what I'm going to speak, because that means that that's what you need. I wrote something on my Facebook page in regards to masturbation. I'm not going to read it to you, but if you know, if you have a Facebook site, again, you can go on my page and you can read it at facebook.com, Ellen Bynum page, lowercase i. And I wrote about masturbation. You know, let me tell you something about masturbation. People will tell you that it's normal to touch and feel who you are. Or people will tell you that it's normal to touch and feel to learn who you are. People will tell you that it's okay. There's nothing wrong with releasing the love of God out of you, that's inside of you, outside of you. People will tell you, well, if you're single, you ain't got no man, it's okay. Listen, been there, done that. I know all the excuses in the book, and I'm here to tell you tonight, it's no different from pornography, adult movies, masturbation, is still a sin. And what you need to know, even if you didn't act out in masturbating, but if the thought was in your mind and your heart, it's very well still a sin. Well, I hear some sisters saying, well, do you? I'm going to do me. I don't have a man, haven't had one in a while. My hormones are going crazy. I'm going crazy. I got to do what I got to do. Well, I can tell you right now, that's the talk of the enemy. Do not let anyone convince you, anyone to tell you that masturbating is okay. Because you know what? All you're doing is sinning and then running back to God, asking him to send you a man that's not going to come no time soon until you're ready to obey the word of God. Okay, somebody said, well, tonight is freak night, okay? Yeah, prophecy freak night. Because I'm going to give you the word of God. Because too many people in the church and outside the church is dealing with this issue. It could be very well the person that could get a prayer through. It could be very well the person that's so heavily anointed. It could very well be the person that's been a blessing in your life, and you would never think that this person is going through this issue of pornography, adult movies, masturbation, and the list goes on and on. Let me tell you something. Your body is the temple of God, and your body is to be pure and holy from God. Now, let me just stop right there. For all those things to happen, you're going to have to be wrapped up in the word, and you're going to have, very well have, a relationship with God. Because a lot of times we look for things to happen with God, and some people say, well, it never happened. I don't understand. Well, let me tell you something. Your relationship with God gives you your status and where you at with God. So if you're coming to God anytime you feel like coming, then that's where your status is at with God, anytime you feel like coming. So to get all this pure and holy that the word is asking us to do can happen, but we have to want to discipline ourselves before God so that these things can happen. You're never going to be pure and holy alone by yourself. You need the hand of God over your life. And it's a process. But if you're stuck in your sinful ways, then how are you going to begin to even see your body as a temple of God, being pure and holy as God asked it to be? Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It's nothing but another excuse if your mind has told you that it's okay to do these things. No, it is not okay to do these things. That's why God made a man and a woman, so that we can have something that would satisfy us, that would love us, that would secure us, that would treat us with the same love that God has for all of us. And tonight happened to be the night that if God gave me all of this to talk about, excuse me, that means that somebody needs it. See, a lot of times, and if you're just tuning in live, we're having technical difficulties with the switchboard. I'm still working on it as I'm still releasing the word of God. But whatever way God wanted so tonight, if you say, that means that you needed it. If you left, that means that you needed it, but you disobeyed God. And, hey, may God smile upon you, shake you up, get you together, and bring you back. Because one thing about prophecy night is really about the voice of God. It's really about what he's given the prophet to speak. It's really about what he is saying so that he can get the glory. It's not about what I'm discussing with you, because what I'm speaking is what's being downloaded in my spirit to you all tonight. And a lot of people don't want to talk about masturbation, don't want to talk about pornography, don't want to talk about adult movies. And I'm going to tell you something. If I got the percentage correctly, I just heard tonight on a Christian show, and Lord, help me to get the number right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you 2% numbers, okay? That way I'll be covered, meaning giving you the right information. On this Christian show, it says 60% or 66%. Get it now. Christians are involved in pornography, masturbation, and adult movies. Okay, now, when we look at the people of the world, okay, they are expected to do these things because these are things that are considered the spirit of darkness. But I'm not saying because they are doing it, they are to be left behind. The whole thing is drawing them in to the things of God, that they would surrender their life of darkness to the light of God. Can you imagine 60% or 66% of Christians are involved in masturbation, adult movies, and pornography, and the list goes on and on. So now, can you just sit where you are, close your eyes, and I really mean this, close your eyes, picture yourself in your church. Keep your eyes closed. I didn't say open them. Picture yourself in your church on Sunday. You know, where you can see everybody. Just picture yourself last Sunday. Could you imagine 60% or 66% of somebody in that church is dealing with this issue? Let me tell you something. People, wake up. People, wake up. There's nothing wrong in wanting to know what God is saying of your life. There's nothing wrong in wanting to know what's the next step in your life. There's nothing wrong in wanting to know what your finance is going to look like for 2016. There's nothing wrong in wanting to know about your health and your life. All of these things are okay. But it amazed me that when it does come to prophecy, meaning the word of God, people only want to know what they hear. No, I'm sorry. People only want to know what they want to hear. That's what the prophet is trying to say. People only want to know what they want to hear. But people don't want to hear what they need to know. And that's what's killing us. Because if we took more time in understanding prophecy and the purpose for prophecy, we would be more mature or more educated in speaking to the prophet and knowing what God is saying concerning our lives. Most Acts prophecy is about relationship, love, sex, job, money. Those are the main things. But you're not going to get anybody that actual prophecy concerning masturbation, adult movies, and pornography. That's why God gave this heavily to me. And you all know that anytime if I have problems opening up the switchboard, sometimes and most of the time, that means that God has shut it down. And God will overall give me a prophecy and what you all need to hear. So I'm going to say this to you. If you are dealing with any three or beyond what I spoke about tonight, what I'd like for you to do is first, you can leave me a message here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can leave me a message at propheticmiracleministries@gmail.com. I'm going to tell you why. Just wait. Slow it down. Slow your rolls. The third thing, you can either leave the message on my Facebook inbox, whatever makes you comfortable or safe. If you're dealing with anything of this tonight, and I was not able to talk to you personally tonight, because we got about 9 more minutes left in the show, I'm still working, it's God's will. If it's already done, and if it's not, you all receive your prophecy already tonight. I want you to write me, and I want to know that it was you that know someone or you yourself was dealing with this situation, and the thought to even talk about it did not cross your mind, because once again, people who's living a life in this factor keep it disclosed. You know, they don't want anybody to know that this is what they're dealing with. I want you to let me know. And what I would like to do is not broadcast your business, but what I would like to do, I would like to personally speak with you, and I would like to share some things with you, even from my own personal life, and hope. And in prayer that you may be delivered and that you may be set free and that you don't have to be ashamed. You know, it's a terrible thing to know you did wrong and hear you crying before God. I messed up, Lord, and I know it was wrong. Please help me, Jesus. I did it intentionally. God, that's not how God wants you to be. So if that's you, I want you to do those things. Now, if you don't follow the right instructions, neither will I. So I'm letting you know right now, follow the instructions that you have been given. I didn't say about a new car. I didn't say about your husband or your wife. I'm talking tonight that the word that God has given me to release on tonight that's going to be needed on tonight. To those that have been listening. And also I wanted to say that God is very good because the feedback from this show, the numbers of listeners and the numbers of people that is live and the numbers of people that do retrieve this broadcast, the numbers is increasing. A lot of people is really coming in because they want to hear what the prophet is saying. They want to see what you're saying is from God. You know, and that's okay, too. Look, you're welcome if you want to come and hear. I think one of the beautiful things about what God is doing, I know I come with a loving heart spirit of God inside of me, and I know that he does speak to me in various different ways and to regards to this. I know that you're listening, and I know that your heart did not expect to hear what you heard tonight. But I can say to you, it was needed tonight. And this is what God is speaking. It was needed tonight. So that's what makes the beautiful thing about the Lord. He's going to give us everything that we need. And again, you really need to go on my Facebook page, and I want you to take the time and read what I wrote about concerning masturbation and all of these things. Let me tell you something. Your own children are involved in these activities, and you don't even know. You don't even know. I heard somebody say, not my kids. Miss, if God gave me this, I'm not saying it's for your child. But you better rest for sure, someone that's connected to your child has been or already has been or is involved now in these activities. Again, not just teenagers, adults as well is suffering from this. And all of this, again, once again, is an attack from Satan and what he's trying to do to have people to believe that these sorts of activity is okay. And they're not okay. When God created love, he created love in a very unusual way. The love of God, the agape love of God, I would say, is so strong and so powerful when we use it in the correct way. And I know that the love of God will cause you to love your husband or your wife in a way that is unspeakable, and that the thought of any other woman, any other man, any other group, any other activity to play within your relationship, that love breaks that stronghold. The Lord is saying that my covenant of marriage was to bring dominion. And another word for dominion is power. I want to save a marriage tonight. God is also saying that the enemy's scheme and trick for all Christian marriage is to bring division or separation. And God is saying that the reason why when division or separation comes, God say, is no longer no power. So if you can ride on the agape love of God, it will break the boundaries of sin. It will break whatever you're going through. It will break it to the point that the desire will be gone. And like I say, it's a process to live holy. You just don't get up and live holy. You just don't get up and say you're holy because you've been teaching Bible study for 5 years, or you've been on the deaconess board for 20 years, or you're a deacon for 15 years, or you've been pastoring for 30 years. Okay, all that sounds good. Sin has no name on it but itself, which is sin. Wake up. Anybody can be affected. So it's my prayer that you would take what has been released tonight for Prophecy Night. And I'm not going to even apologize for not being able to open the switchboard, because everything completely was shut down. And I know this is the word that needed to go forth, not on an individual basis, but on an overall basis, all those that will come and listen. I don't want you to be discouraged because you didn't talk to me, or because I didn't get to know what you want to ask. If God permits, we have Friday, we have Monday, we have Wednesday, we have Friday of every week, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, that you can call into the show and that you can receive your individual words. The number 843, I don't know what that could be. That could be area code. That could be part of a phone number. But if 843 connects to you, now is the time for you to move forward, God is saying. God bless you all. Thank you for listening live tonight. And please come back and join me on Friday, this Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And God bless you all. God bless those that have waited patiently at the switchboard. And God bless those that listen live. From my heart to your heart, love you dearly.